Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details.
I think about all the pilots engaged in battle right now in Iran and in the Middle East. I think about the pilots shut down over Kuwait friendly fire, three of them. They're okay, but lost their jets. I think about my cousin Rick. We've been close since we were little kids and have followed each other's career and have maintained a very close relationship. He has been in battle in the Gulf War. I flew the A-10 Warthog. Check this out. This is a badass aircraft. During the Gulf War, flew over 8,100 sorties with 95.7 mission capable rate. Dominated, destroyed over 1,000 tanks, 2,000 vehicles, 1,200 artillery pieces. Wow. Launched 90% of the AMG-65 Maverick missiles. Despite being in intense anti-aircraft environments, the A-10 demonstrated extreme capability. A-10 pilots even had aerial kills. My cousin Ricky Griffin joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. How you been?
When we go to war like this, do you relive the moments when you were in battle, sir?
Yeah, it's a little different nowadays. It was 30 some years ago, but yes, to answer your question, I definitely relive the moments those guys are suiting up, strapping on the airplane, and taking off and headed that way.
Hey, Rick.
Air refueling and all that.
Let's be blunt. You never, and pilots never take a side politically. You do your damn job, don't you, sir?
Right. I mean, yeah, you know, you can't, no, there's no politics involved at all. I mean, you're given a mission, you're given an airplane, you're given a target, and you go, and that is your mission, is to destroy that target and come home safely and do it again another day.
And for a mission like this, sir, do pilots, are they afraid? Do they like this? Kind of give me the buzz. Kind of get in their head for me.
Well, my analogy, Marty, is you played sports in high school.
Yep.
And so did I. Wrestled and went to state tournaments, and the adrenaline, I mean, there's nothing like it. Are you scared? Yeah, just like any event that you're doing by yourself, even though there's a few of you together, not in the same airplane, but in a formation, doing the same job, and it's all quiet, but everybody has a job to do. You're still, the adrenaline, the fear factor is there for sure. But your concentration level is so high, it's you can't even imagine the adrenaline and the concentration and how you have to focus to get that mission done and come home, like I said, and to do it again.
Rick Griffin.
These guys are professionals.
Rick Griffin, who had an amazing Air Force career. When you were in battle, were you ever in danger?
Oh, yeah. I was shot at many times. And we have, back then, A-10 is it's a close air support type aircraft mission where we're talking to troops on the ground and they're engaged in battle and we're trying to not hit them, obviously.
Wow.
And hit the guys that they're engaged with to help them. And you can watch YouTube. I mean, now you can see that, on YouTube, what the troops talking to the guys did. Of course, back in the 90s, we didn't have, nothing was on video,
That's not true. But, that's not true, because I saw some of the videos, my man.
Well, that's true, but I'm talking, it's not like it was exposed on YouTube.
Not like it is now. So Rick,
yeah.
Are you in there alone in the Warthog?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's just me and a big Gatling gun.
Yeah, so there is no co-pilot.
No,
it's just you.
There are fighter jets that have a lot of Navy guys. They have WISOs in the back that are weapons officers, and the pilot flies the airplane, and they designate the target.
Hey, cuz, how would you prepare in terms of training for a mission? Let's say a bombing run. How would you prepare?
Well, I mean, that's what we do. That's all we do is prepare. You hope that you never have to go and employ and drop in anger, as we say. But
yes.
It's like any sport. You practice, then you have the game. We practice and hoping that there is no game. But, that's just not the way it is. And when you prepare, you're actually preparing. I'm sure these fellas that went out there and dropped on here on Sunday, they went over it and over it and over it for weeks before this happened.
Hey, cuz, I'm going to ask you to fill in the blanks on something that maybe you can't, but it has me a bit confused. In general terms, how does friendly fire happen, sir?
Miscommunication.
I see.
Misidentification.
I see.
It does happen, unfortunately.
And yeah, I mean, to lose three jets in one time in Kuwait, someone effed up pretty bad, right?
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay, cuz.
Yeah.
Are you blown away by the, what's called epic fury? Are you blown away by the magnitude of the power of the American military today, sir?
Absolutely, yes. It has grown. I didn't think, I'll be honest with you,
yeah,
Marty, I didn't think it was where we were this coordinated and the efforts and the fact that
it's
we're
amazing.
Clandestine and
yes,
nobody, the news doesn't get hold of it.
It's true.
It's great. It's great for
yep,
us,
yep,
for the men and women that are dropping and in harm's way. The element of surprise is so important for those people.
Hey, cuz,
yeah,
you got to feel patriotic about this stuff, right? Right?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime that, we're called to duty and they do their job and it's done effectively with minimal casualties, then yes, very patriotic.
Not to age you, my man, but did they retire that old ass plane you used to fly?
No, they actually still have them, but they're thinking about it.
Let's be blunt, though. That's a badass plane, and they kept it around because it's a badass plane, right?
Yeah, it did a great job in 91 during the Gulf War, I have to say. And it was a perfect platform for that type of environment. You know, more of a low threat. We came in from altitude, you know, and we were able to employ and loiter and refuel and wow. come back. I mean, I flew three missions a day, you know, 12, 14-hour days.
Did you lose any friends?
Yeah, Steve Phillis. I don't know if there's any 8-10 guys listening, but he was a great dude. His wingman was shot down, and he was looking for him.
Wow.
And his wingman was fine, made it out. You know, he was a POW for a while, but Sif went in looking for him, and he got shot down and killed.
So,
and then we had one another young fellow. Last day of the war, he crashed on landing.
Wow.
He passed away, and then I had a roommate, Dale Storr, who was a POW for a while. We got him back though.
That being said, and not diminishing that, of course, is it worth it, sir?
Is it worth it to go to war?
Yes.
That's a loaded question, Marty.
Yes, sir. It's okay.
I mean, you know, we did our job.
That's right.
And we were asked to do it, and we did it, and we did, you know, the best of our ability. Whether it's worth it or not, I mean, only time will tell.
His father, who I love dearly, was like a second father to me, quite frankly. It's why Rick and I are so close. My Uncle Mike actually is the inspiration for Ricky's career. And for his son's careers, they're both pilots. And has my son even thinking about it? Do your sons, being pilots, do they have that itch, sir? Do they want to serve like Dad did?
I think they did. One of them did.
Yeah.
And Brock. But he, I think Mama squelched that pretty quick. I'll be honest with you. She didn't want her boys going off to
war.
Put them in harm's way. I'll
yes,
be honest.
Sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, my man. It's a hell of a story. I love you, and I miss you. And we're honored to be around someone who served, and your commitment and dedication to both America, your family, and your sons has been stupendous. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, Marty. Keep doing great work.
My cuz, Rick Griffin. Love him. Love him like a brother.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I find time spent with my cousin to be fascinating. And the courage they display and the stories he tells about, you know, he lost friends, man. I am not an expert in any of this stuff. And we grew up together and I never took his service for granted, nor did I take his father's service for granted. I think his dad, my uncle Mike, was a major in the Air Force. And the fact is that, Ricky is a true patriot. I think he has 8 kids. I think he does. He has an insanely cool family. He has an amazing wife. They live on a massive piece of property outside of Atlanta. And I loved my uncle so much, my uncle Mike, his father. And they moved south, my uncle did, from the South Hills. And my uncle served in the military. My cousin, so we go down to Atlanta to see my uncle because I wanted my son, Vince, to be around that. I just did. My uncle Mike was a unique individual and filled the room with his personality. And I wanted him to be around Ricky's big family. So we stayed at their house. I think they have 8 kids, maybe 9. And then his family's so loyal that the kids that got married moved into the house. It's crazy, like the Waltons. And their commitment to family and their commitment to work ethic and values is astounding. And I remember when Ricky was flying the A-10 during the Gulf War, and there was flak blowing up right around him, and he could have been killed at any day. He said, I serve my country, man. I'm here. I'm serving America. And he would do it all over again today. And it's an astounding commitment to this country and his patriotism that I love to death and always have. Oh, way back. We go way back. One of my boys is Jerry Nasseri. We've been friends for, I don't know, Patrick, is it probably 15 years, right?
Yeah.
He's an amazing man from Iran, unbelievably loyal. Talked to us about going back, couldn't go back, worried about being killed, right?
Yeah, it's been a struggle to just see his family back there.
It really has, and he's joyous about this and hoping that the Iranians rise up, quite frankly, and overthrow the government. It's an insanely loyal expatriate population in America. The variation of the numbers is wide, from 500 to over 1.5 million. The largest concentration, I'm told, is in Los Angeles and then D.C. and New York. In fact, in Los Angeles, they call them Tehranians. Get it? Tehran. Here in Pittsburgh, we have a very significant group of Iranians, including Seppi Miller. Seppi, good afternoon. Thanks for doing this for us. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Seppi, give some context. My friend Jerry Nasseri is joyful, apprehensive, worried, so many different emotions. Are you feeling the same thing?
Absolutely. And, you know, we just want people to understand that this is not just about politics. It's about the Iranian people. It's the people inside Iran and those of us outside of Iran. We all want the same thing, freedom, stability, and the future filled with opportunity. This is really what we're just asking for, basic rights.
This is what you want, what you're seeing in the streets. Is that accurate, Seppi?
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. Of course, you know, before the shutdowns, I spoke to many people inside Iran. The overwhelming feeling is hope. Hope for prosperity, hope for a new system, hope for democracy. Despite the fear and the retaliation we're seeing from the Islamic Republic, many of us truly believe this is it for the regime. This is the last chapter.
Well, Seppi, how the hell could anybody like yourself sit here without feeling horror and grief to know that they slaughtered 30,000 people, I think, in a couple of days? I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Right?
It's awful. It's awful. You know, we see it, and it's not just for the Iranian people. You know, it's for the whole world. The Islamic regime hasn't just affected Iran itself, but again, the entire world. I mean, look at Lebanon, look at Syria. These are all happening because of this regime.
Give us your background.
So I was born in Iran, and we left Iran right after the Islamic Revolution. My aunt at 15
Wow.
Was at night writing something about the Islamic regime. She was taken to Evin prison and at 15
Wow.
executed. Seven
Wow.
months later, my uncle was hung. And once you have executions in the family, they come after everyone. My dad, during Shah, worked for Johnson & Johnson, and he was able to forge his visa and say we're going on vacation and didn't tell us anything. And we basically left Germany. And the second we got to Germany, he filed for asylum and we became political refugees.
How old were you?
I was, it was right in the middle of kindergarten, so 6 years old.
It's unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you remember it as if it was yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I can tell you that even to this day, I'm 48 now. When there's lightning happening, I become very tense. It reminds me of the bombing in Iran during the, it was right after the revolution where the Iraq-Iran war, and feeling the bombing, hearing the bombing and having to go in the mountains and hide. It's definitely, of course, you couldn't forget that.
Seppi, so I ask everybody the same thing. I ask my buddy Jerry Nasseri the same thing. You want a regime change, do you not?
Of course. You know, we want stability. We want people are just tired of isolation, economic hardship, oppression. The Iranians just want to connect back with the world. They want jobs. They want investments. They want to speak freely without any fear.
Do you think the people of Iran are capable of organizing, rising up, and overthrowing this government?
I mean, they have, and it's unfortunate because this government, they have everything. The people are coming out peacefully. They're being shot.
It's
they're being
that.
Taken away. And now they're showing that they're taking the prisoners from Evin. Now they're taking them to the bases and using them as human shields.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
This was the most recent news coming in from Iran.
My next question, Seppi, do you have communication with folks in Iran?
I did right after, within this past couple weeks, a little bit, we were able to communicate. I have cousins, aunts,
how,
uncles.
How, Seppi? How do you do that? How do you do that?
It's through WhatsApp and actually Instagram. We were able to do FaceTime through Instagram.
Do they have the leadership, either out of country or in country, to set up a democracy?
So right now, Reza Pahlavi is our unifying figure, which, you know, he wants peaceful, organized path towards democracy.
What's happening today in Iran that you hear?
As I said, the most recent is the people that are coming into the streets are still, the chaos is there. They're celebrating. It's incredible the strength these, the Iranian people have in Iran, and they've had enough. And you could see that this is it. This is a revolution against the Islamic Republic.
You had the courage, and I mean this, it takes courage to organize a protest of the magnitude that you pulled off yesterday in Pittsburgh, because there are people that hate Iranians. Does that scare you at all?
It's not. I don't think anyone hates Iranians. I think it's the regime, and the ones that do hate Iranians, they don't know who Iranians are. I don't know. I mean, everyone that I've met, they love our culture. They love us. So it's really the regime that they hate, and it's what they see on TV, of course,
Seppi Miller, who's an entrepreneur, she's a refugee survivor. She's an organizer in the community here. In your perfect world, how do you see Iran in the next month, in the next year, in the next 5 years, my friend?
I mean, God willing, we just want to see this government to be overthrown. We want this regime change, and we want prosperity for Iran and the Iranian people. We want freedom for them. And, I speak Farsi. I don't read or write Farsi. I don't own a home in Iran. Of course, I have family members, and I have two boys. Husband was American, so I named my youngest son Cyrus after Cyrus the Great.
Wow.
And I would just love my friends and family and every influence that I've had on my friends here. Whether it's Germany, United States, it's to come back to Iran and see what a beautiful country it is. We just hope for democracy and this regime gone and prosperity for the Iranian people. Obviously, there is pushback with a lot of countries that this regime has been funding.
Yes.
So what you will see is a lot of the people that are against this overthrown are against it are the ones that are benefiting from this government. If you're not benefiting from this government, you are 100% against this regime.
Seppi, our kids live in a Pollyannic world, right? Where they have no idea what it's like to have loved ones hauled off and hung and executed. Wow. They have no idea what it's like to be put in solitary confinement. They have no idea what it's like to live in fear, do they?
Absolutely not. And I mean, thank God they don't,
yes,
but
that's right.
It is hard. It is hard. It's, I can tell you the culture shock from Iran, where we lived this beautiful home, we had this great life, and leaving all that, leaving our grandparents, leaving cousins, and moving to a country where, we didn't speak German. My parents didn't speak German. And from a man who took care of his family, coming to Germany and not being able to do that and living in a refugee camp for 3 years. And of course, mom and dad are depressed because mom's brother and sister were executed. Wow. And then now they have to pretend like everything is fine for us kids. It's really hard. It's not my story. It's a story where a lot of us Iranians had to go through. I was lucky to go with my entire family, mom and dad and my two other sisters. There were a lot of people that their dads and their brothers had to stay back, and the mom and the girls were able to leave.
Seppi, you're amazing. Your story's stupendous and very important, and I can't be more grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
She's absolutely amazing. Wow. I'm so grateful for the guests we've had. I'm kind of blown away by the reporters from overseas. And wow. But these stories, her story, man. I mean, that story she just told them, unbelievable. Meantime, I had to get back to Nick because we had technical issues and he was telling a hell of a story about his son who just went to the flight school and is training to be an Air Force pilot or Navy, brother? I forget.
Navy.
Man,
Navy
they're the
pilot.
Best, man. They're the best. They're so damn smart. You must be so proud.
Yeah, we're very proud of our kids. Yeah, he's doing great. And the reason I called in is, I heard you talking to your cousin. And once again, thank you for his service. And our son is a little ways off before he wings and is deployed. But he has roommates that are deployed right now who are naval surface warfare officers.
Wow.
And we're talking back and forth with Academy families who we became friends with. And, there's Marines and, submarine guys and special warfare guys. So trying to find out where and ladies, trying to find out where everybody is, who's deployed, who's stateside.
I would imagine, Nick. And Nick, yeah. Can you imagine how they're pulling their hair out seeing three of their best coming down from friendly fire in Kuwait, sir? Wow.
It's actually, there was six. There was a
whoa.
Pilots and flight officers. In
Great observation. Great jet. Point, sir. Yeah.
So, thank God they're all safe. And just as a parent, as a Navy dad, right now our son's in flight school. So, when he'll have like two flights a night or whatever. And when he finishes up, he'll shoot us a text, hey, heading back.
Oh, wow.
These guys and women that are deployed, there's no text coming back to say, hey, mom and dad, I'm okay.
Wow.
It's really
nerve-wracking.
it is. And, beyond that, we have a daughter living in Midtown Manhattan, so that's even a bigger fear for us right now.
Here's what I want to make sure you make people very aware of. Your son serves. He serves whoever the hell's president because he loves America and he serves his country. This has nothing to do with politics, does it, sir?
You're 1,000% correct. As soon as we saw the news and saw what happened, being a military family, it was winter, so I took my flag down for the winter and for Christmas and everything. First thing I did was put our flag back up on the porch. And regardless of who you're voting for or whose side you're on, it would be nice to see some support for these men and women who were over there doing what they have to do. Maybe everybody can put a flag out. It's such a small gesture, but it would mean the world to,
having known several fathers whose sons went to the Air Force Academy, first of all, they're the elite of the elite, probably the toughest school in the world to go through. They have to memorize this crazy book. A book they have to memorize.
Well, Naval Academy has the same thing. They have this small handbook that they have to memorize.
And they can stop you at any time and ask you to recite from a page. It's crazy.
That's correct.
The dedication, the commitment to America and the family is absolutely amazing, sir. And I'm so grateful for your call. And we're so proud of you. But for you and your wife, it becomes real, right? It becomes real. Like our son could be in a jet going to war. And that's real, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's very real. Yeah. And when you watch the all the highlights, the first thing you see is a jet taken off of an aircraft carrier. That's the first thing you see.
It's true. And that's what he would be.
It's kind of scary, and God bless them all, and go Navy.
Hell of a call, my man. Anything you ever need, please let me know.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Man, what a way to end the show. Beautiful.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat
throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Marathon Gas Stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.